Welcome to the Church at Texas. I want to bring to you how to become a Christian. A Christian is a follower of Jesus the Christ. A Christian has growing relationships with Jesus the Christ, tries to obey Him in all things, and draws on His strength to help with problems. God made us for Himself, and our souls are restless until they find rest in Him. Only God can fill the void in your life. The answer to your search is accepting Jesus the Christ as the Lord and Savior of your life. To become a Christian, you need to know these basic facts from the Bible. Number one, God loves you. Because of God's love for all persons, He desires that you have an unbroken fellowship with Him. Number two, you are a sinner. All persons are sinners in that they disobey God. And sin is choosing to go your way and to do your own thing as opposed to being obedient to God. Number three, sin separates you from God. Sin forms a barrier that prevents you from entering into unbroken fellowship with God, who is holy. As an unholy sinner, you can't have fellowship with God. You are headed for a Christless eternity the Bible calls hell. Number four, you can't save yourself. People often think that through their own efforts, they can overcome the sin barrier between themselves and God. That just isn't true. There's nothing you can do to restore the broken relationship with God. You cannot earn God's salvation. Number five, God sent His Son Jesus to remove the sin barrier. The death on the cross of Jesus the Christ, God's Son, remove the sin barrier between you and God. And Jesus died for your sins, taking your punishment upon Himself. God did for you and Jesus the Christ what you couldn't do for yourself. Number six, you can receive Jesus the Christ through faith. Faith is trusting in what Jesus has done for you rather than trusting your own efforts to restore fellowship with God. Faith is complete reliance on Christ to put you in right relationship with God, allowing Him to live His life through you. Faith always involves repentance or genuine sorrow for sin and a willingness to turn away from sin. Number seven, through prayer, you can trust in Jesus the Christ. Admit to God that you are a sinner. Express sorrow or repentance for your sinfulness. Ask Him to forgive your sins. Invite Jesus into your life as Savior and Lord. Thank Him for entering your life. Commit yourself to live for Him. Accepting Christ Jesus is the beginning, and after accepting Him, be obedient by following Christ in baptism and by uniting with the church. When you do, you will find that life truly does have purpose and meaning. Talk with another Christian about your decision for Christ Jesus.